This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I have no desire to ruin an otherwise perfectly fine Thursday for you, but I am obliged to mention here a trend that seems to be developing in Washington, District of Columbia. Increasing speculation that this sequestration thing might actually happen. Those broad government spending cuts that have been semi-agreed to. We're not in the panic phase just yet. We've got till the end of the month, scads of time, really. But we have clearly entered the how bad could this be phase. So, if there's not a deal in the next couple of weeks, what exactly happens? Tracy Samuelson explains.
The sequester means all government agencies and programs, big and small, face budget cuts, mostly in the range of 5 to 8%. Take Head Start, which helps kids prepare for kindergarten. It would have to drop 63,000 children from its programs. Executive Director Yasmina Vici says these are kids Head Start staff already have relationships with.
And so to now have to say to some of them, sorry, can't come back.
Along with cuts to Head Start, throw in reductions to most other domestic programs, from the FAA to the FDA. Isabel Sahil is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
There'll be less money for people who keep our food and our drugs safe, that worry about safety in the workplace, safety on the highways, monitoring of the weather.
The Pentagon is the government agency with the most to lose. Army Lieutenant Colonel Elizabeth Robbins says the sequester would wipe out $46 billion this year, something the Department of Defense has already started planning for.
We instituted a hiring freeze. We started terminating about 46,000 temporary and term employees. And we started planning to furlough our 800,000 civilian employees.
Already two ships, the Truman and the Gettysburg, that were supposed to head to the Middle East and North Africa tomorrow, they're staying in port. So with all these cuts, it's probably easier to summarize who will be spared. Social Security, parts of Medicare, and some safety net and veterans programs. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.